Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. On this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the power of your words. We're going to delve a little bit more into language and being a producer and the language that comes forth from the mouth of a producer. Let's first examine the definition of the word language. Language is the method of human communication, either spoken or written, consisting of the use of words in a structured and conventional way. It is any nonverbal method of expression or communication. So when you're looking at the power of what we say, we're looking exclusively at our language, both verbal and nonverbal. And I guess you say, well, how can you determine if someone is a producer by the words that they speak? What if somebody is good at saying the right things but has no follow through? Well, here's the thing. If you listen closely to the words that come out of a person's mouth, you will be able to see the thoughts and the intentions behind those words. And you'll also know if a person is speaking in action words, which means that they are a producer, which indicates that they are a person that strives to make things happen. So, why is language so important? Well, language is a powerful tool that indicates change. Language can help us identify the things that are going on in our heart and our mind, and it also determines the course and the direction that we are purposing to take. So, how do we interpret the language of others and even our own self? Well, we talked a little bit about in previous podcasts about self-talk. There's an internal dialogue that goes on in each and every last one of us. Often it's the things that we think or the things that we rehearse or ruminate in our mind about the things that we did do, want to do, should do, and the things that we are going to do. And so if you take a moment and become a little bit more aware of your internal dialogue, you will determine if, in fact, you are a person that makes things happen. You will determine if you are a person that's a producer. Here's a quick test. When you are thinking about things and planning things and thinking about things to do, do you speak with action words? Do the words end in ing or do they end in ed? So those are some things, those are some key indications to determine if you are speaking internally in action words. So again, language is very, very, very key. So when we talk a little bit more about language, we talk about problem talk and solution talk. Often when we struggle with different areas in our lives, we're so focused on why we are the way we are or why we do what we do. But I want a purpose to transform the way that you think and shift your focus. It's no need to worry about the why at this point. We want to focus on how do we make these changes? Because I promise you, the whys are tied to your past. The whys are tied to your history. And as we all know, we can't change what's behind us. Only thing we can do is operate in our present as while we focus on our future. So I want to charge you today. Let's stop focusing on, I don't know why I keep doing what I'm doing. I don't know why I keep doing this. I don't know why this happens. Let's stop looking at the situations as a problem and let's start looking at solutions. Let's look at our situation from the perspective that we want to fix what appears to be broken. And so what we find is we want to change the language. We want to change the context of our talk, our words, our internal dialogue, our nonverbal communication, our external dialogue. And we want to start speaking in the purpose of solution talk. So we want to begin to talk outside the problem. We want to begin to talk about the exceptions that we see to the problem. We want to talk about our preferred future. Why? Because this creates positivity. This brings us to the place that we can develop momentum and move from a place of inertia and get to moving to a place where we can get some speed and we can get some movement and we can transform our position from one place to the next, from immobility to mobility. We're talking about the power of what we say, the power of our words, changing our language. Stop focusing on the problem. Stop labeling, putting labels on ourselves and labels on our situation. Let's stop talking about what's not working and let's focus on what is working. Let's stop talking about the past because we can't change it. And let's talk about what we will do and what we can do and what we are doing. Let's take the fear out of our internal dialogue. Let's take the fear out of our language and let's add some positivity. Let's add some faith. Stop creating negative images and negative scenarios and purpose to visualize and vision and get a vision of a positive future and positive outcomes. Language does dictate how we think, how we feel, and what we believe. But if we can shift our thinking, if we can change the way that we talk by realizing that there are power in our words, by understanding that what we speak and what we believe is what we become. And I know you're saying, well, I heard that stuff about naming and claiming. And if you say it, it can happen and all of that other stuff. But I charge you today that there is power in your words. And hey, what do you have to lose? If you've been speaking negative most of your life and been encountering negative outcomes, what risk do you have by trying to do something different, by trying to speak positive, by trying to shift your belief and your thought process to a more positive perspective? Don't you think that maybe, perhaps, you will have a more positive outcome? I know it's something to think about. And I know many of you find yourself in a place where you are stuck. And you're stuck because of the language that you're speaking, the power of your words, the words that you're speaking over yourself, your purpose, and your destiny. Many of you all are stuck saying, I can't. It's hard. It's difficult. It's too challenging. What difference does it make? But I charge you today that if you can change the way you speak, if you can tap into the power of your words, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, positive things will begin to happen for you. Why? Because you will begin to transform the way you think. Now, here's the thing. You just can't change your words without changing your thoughts. You can't just change your words and your thoughts without changing the beliefs and the things that are inside your heart. That is what is the core of your existence. That is the thing that gives you momentum or keeps you in a place of inertia or being stuck. But I charge you today, if you can tap into the power of your words, if you can stop focusing on the problem and look for solutions. And sometimes we're looking for something big and grand, and we look over the little small strides that we're making, the small successes that we're encountering, because we have a tendency to minimize those things. Well, I want to charge you today. Open your eyes. Don't despise the little small strides that you're making. Don't despise the little small steps that you're taking, because every step that you take is a step that you're saying and convincing and speaking and thinking and feeling and believing that you are moving. You are no longer stuck. And yeah, maybe you're not moving at the pace that you desire, but the fact of it is you are moving. You're moving. Think about it. What if you were to say to yourself, I'm moving, I'm achieving, I'm becoming, I'm being, I'm believing, I'm strengthened, I'm empowered. What happens when your language changes? When you're no longer focused on the negative, when you discard all the negative labels that have been attached to you over the years, even the ones that you have attached to yourself, what happens when you decide that you will no longer give power to those negative labels and you want to give power to the positive labels, the ones that speak life, the one that give you encouragement, the one that give you strength, the one that changes the way you see life and yourself, your potential and possibilities, and begin to see things in a more positive light? I believe your language will change. I believe your thinking will change. I believe your heart will change. And I believe your position and your actions and your behavior will change. It's called coming into alignment. When your words, your mind, your heart, and your behavior comes into alignment, you will find that you are one. No longer separated, no longer fragmented, no longer split down the middle, no longer kind of wishy-washy, unable to make decisions, fear that if you decide something that it may be the wrong thing, or fear if you say something, people may not receive it, people may not like it, you may be rejected. How about perfect alignment? Well, I hear some of you, I guess you say, well, what if I'm fully aligned and I'm in a place of negativity? Well, here's the thing, right? If you're fully aligned and in a place of negativity, then you will walk out negativity in your life, or you will remain in a place where you will be stuck and never realize and coming into the full potential that lies on the inside of you. Come on, I'm trying to shake you. I'm trying to awaken you. I'm trying to speak to the potential that's on the inside of you. And let me tell you something, potential does not discriminate. It's not about age. It's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about social economic status. It's about your willingness to change your language, change your thought, and change your heart, and align your behavior to tap into the purpose of fulfilling your potential. Sometimes we allow the weightiness of circumstances to overcome us. And it's so easy to give place to that. It's so easy to give in to the negative circumstances. Well, I want to charge you today. I want to challenge you. If you're listening to this podcast and you're struggling with some heavy, weighty things in your life or some negative circumstances, I want you to close your eyes and blink 3 times. And when you open them, I want you to say, I see the positive aspects of my situation. I see myself moving through this thing to a place of empowerment. I am strengthened. I am empowered. I am resourceful. I am capable. I will succeed. I am an overcomer. Change your language. Change your thinking. Position your heart and align your behavior to walk out the positive languages that you speak out. Again, language is possible. Begin to become aware of how you talk outside the problem. Begin to see how you look for exceptions to problems. Instead of looking for the problem, look for the solution. Look for the exception. Look for the way to get through it as opposed to getting around it or getting under it, or perhaps you are stuck and staying behind it. You do not have to allow that thing that's standing before you to be a force to keep you from moving forward. Change your language. You're able to speak to some things because your words have power. It's time to create some possibility. It's time to talk about change. Changing the way we speak by transforming the way we think. Seeking and looking for differences. Talking about preferred futures. Talking about plans to make what we prefer our future to be a reality. Taking small strides and small steps. Get into the place where we are moving and building momentum so that change and transformation can take place. And I guess you say, well, this sounds all good. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It is good, because when you start to see life differently, when you start to look for solutions as opposed to the problems, when you start focusing on the how as opposed to the why, you will find yourself to be a change agent. You will find yourself to be a producer. You will find yourself to be one that makes things happen as opposed to allowing things to overwhelm and overtake you, to immobilize you and to paralyze you. You'll begin to say, I am strong. I am powerful. I am resourceful. And I am an overcomer. And how about this? I am a producer. Well, that's it for our podcast on this week. I want to encourage you to share this podcast with other people that may be struggling with some areas of change. Maybe you find that they speak a lot of negativity as opposed to the positivity. They're always dwelling on the negative. Then if this describes you or people that you know, share this podcast with them. I also want to encourage you to rate this podcast and write a review. I appreciate all feedbacks. I'm only trying to transform myself so that I can be the best transformation specialist that I am supposed to be. Thank you again for listening, and have a positive week.